We are on Daf, Kuf Tes Zayin Amid Beis. Let us again start from with the small Yudis from the Ein Mishpat. Tana Rabbonon, Shayoro Shahisa Maleches Bamidbor. The Shayoro that was going in the Midbor, Ba'omad Gaius V'tolfo. And a Gaius, a band of robbers came and they took away their money. Ba'omad Echad Mehem V'hitzel. Now one of these people of the Gaius went and was matzel from the Gaius. So the din is hitzel emtza. So whatever it was matzel goes back to the Bnei HaShayor. Bim omar ani atzel la'atzmi. But what if he said, I want to be matzel for myself? Hitzel la'atzmi. Then taka, whatever he is matzel from the Gaius belongs to him. This is a very difficult thing to understand. So the Gemara asks, Heichi domi, idi yecholin lahatzel, if the other members of the Shayore are capable of being matzel from the Gaius, so afilo seifa nami lemtza, so afilo he says, I'm being matzel for myself, but who is he to be matzel for himself? There was no yush. They're capable of being matzel, so it should also be le'emtza. Otira, she hits a le'emtza kolechot makere shaloi v'noital. Ishi yecholim bailam lahatzel lo'i yayush. So there's no yush. Vafilo oma la'atzmi. Afilo says, I'm going to take it for myself. Gazlanu, he's a gazlan. So how can he take someone else's moment for himself? There's no yush whatsoever. Be the einon yecholin lahatzel, if they can't be matzel, so there's yush. So afilo reisha nami latzmai. So afilo he didn't say anything, but it's hefker ready. It's yush, so he can take it for himself. So the b'raisa is very difficult to understand. That the b'raisa differentiates there was an amira or not. What is pshat in the samir? It's totally if it's yecholin lahatzel or ain't yecholin lahatzel. Omar Rami Bachome, hoche b'shutfe maskino. We're speaking about that is omad echod. This echod is one of the shutfim. That means the bnei shayora were shutfim in the moment that was stolen, and he was one of the shutfim. Now to understand a little better what Rami Bachama's teretz is, the Sheet Mekabetz says as follows. It's speaking about the Bnei Shayora was Shutvin, and they made an agreement that they're going to be Shutvin for a year. You can't break the Shutvis till a year. That was the Opach. So now, if they remain shutfim, so it seems it's the obligations of a shutif to be matzel. That means that he should see that the demei hashutfis, that's the obligations of a shutif. He's mechuyev to see that the demei hashutfis should be kayim. So if he's matzel, so if he didn't say anything, so the halacha is that fakelt. It goes for the whole Bnei HaShutfim. Now he said that Ani Atzel La'atzmi. So what is Pshat in this? So there's a Meredek HaChiddush over here. That even though there was an agreement, a mutual agreement, that the Shutfis would be for a whole year, there was an agreement. But now he wants to break the Shutfis and Kigoin Zeh. Rashi says, let's see what Rashi says. Hoche b'shutef u'bein yecholim lahatzel bein ein yecholim lahatzel. It doesn't matter. U'chigoyin zeh b'mokeim ibud moment. That means over here there's a hefsed moment. The moment is hoylech li'ibud. Afilo they can be matzel. He does not. He wants to break the shutvis, and he seems that he has a very legitimate reason for breaking the shutvis, because the moment is heilach leibu. So he wants to be matzel for himself. This is a chiddush, even though you don't agree, and we made up that we will not break the shutvis unless there will be a common consent that we can break the shutvis. B'mokim ibud moment he can break it. So, but he has to tell him. He has to go and tell the shutvis, I'm breaking the shutvis. What he's thinking, b'liboy, is nothing. So now, as Omar Polik, Umaakev Chelkoi Esma Shehitzel. Now, if he said, now, Rashi said that it's speaking about Oche Beshutev Ubein Yechelim Lahatzel Ubein Ein Yechelim Lahatzel. The Brais is speaking about all cases. Now, by Yechelim Lahatzel, they can be Matzel. They can be Matzel. Fine. So there's no Yish. There's no Yish. So now, so he's matzel, he takes for himself, Omar, ani atzalatzmi, hitzalatzmi. What should hitzalatzmi? His chelik. That means even though he was obligated from the previous commitment that they're going to be shutvim, and that's an obligation of a shutiv to be matzel for the shutvim. So let's say there were four shutvim, each one had $500 in the shutvim. So he goes and he's matzel now $500. So if he wouldn't have said a word and wouldn't have broken the shutvis, so al shutiv, he matzel $500, so he divided him for chalokim, the $500. That's your obligation as a shutiv. He said, no, I'm breaking the shutvis. I'm breaking the shutvis, and this I want to be matzel. He has to tell this to the shutiv, I'm breaking the shutiv. He's permitted to do it, but mokim, I don't want to be matzel, I don't want to be matzel $500 for the shutvis. It was, I want it for myself. There's a mokim ibud moment. That means, basher usham the mokim, the money is offered. You have to be matzel. Good. You can also be matzel. Gesund tarek. You want to be matzel? Be matzel. Gesund tarek. But I don't want to be matzel for you. I want to be matzel now for myself. So, then he could be matzel his chelik for himself. He's not in the obligations of a shutif full off. I broke the shutif. That is, if it's Yechaylim Lahatzel. If it's Ein Yechaylim Lahatzel, if it's Ein Yechaylim Lahatzel, and he broke the Shutvis, Samameila Safakel, you can't be Matzel. You can't be Matzel. And I'm not gonna be Matzel for you. Safakel, I'm breaking the Shutvis, and you can't be Matzel, so Tzafka, I'll take it for myself. The moment is Heilach Le'ibud, I'm taking it for myself. That is, if he broke the shutvis. If he didn't break the shutvis, so then the aloche is, afilu, it's ein yechaylum lahatzel, they can't be matzel, but he could be matzel, so that he was matzel. So, since he could be matzel, and he's a chelik of the shutvis, so there's no yish from anyone. There's no yish because our shutif can be matzel. I have to be able to be matzel. That means if we're a corporation and we own money and this one is a giber, he can be matzel. So we're not miyayish. The shutif whose obligation it is to be matzel for the shutifis, so he'll be matzel for us. So there's no yish whatsoever. So that is pshat in these halachas. If it's but if he didn't say anything, there's no yish. Because they don't look at the scenario with their koiches, that we have a shutif, and our shutif can be matzel, so we're not miyash, there's no yish. So this is momen shel shutvis, and al shutif mistom, if he didn't break the shutvis, he's al shutif, he's obligated to be matzel the esik. So memela hit the soul. So then it's a lemza. If he didn't say anything, I feel it's ain't yechaylum lahatzel. There's no yish whatsoever because of him. But if it is yechaylum lahatzel, But if he said, if he didn't break the shutvis, but if he said that he wants to break the shutvis, he's entitled to break the shutvis, he has to tell them, I want to break the shutvis, even though there was a previous agreement, we would not break the shutvis, but mokim ibud moment, he's permitted to break the shutvis, and he tells them, I'm breaking the shutvis, and then the loch is as follows, if it's einam yechaylom lahatzel sastaka hefker, then they can't be matzel, and he's a shutev. Forget about me, don't rely, don't look at me, I'm a shutev. So then it's hefker, then he can take the whole thing. If it's yechaylom lahatzel, but he's breaking the shutvis, that I will not be matzel for the shutvis, I'm a shutev, and so his chaylik he can take for himself. Yeah. Loyama loy polik. If he didn't see anything, so he did not sever the shutvis. V'shapir ovid the mosel nafshe ayiski de tavayu. So then he was maisa nefesh on the asik of the shutvis. Hayavu shutevim ulche lemitrich hakule iske. So then it's so if he didn't say anything. So it's one corporation of shutvim, and he's being matzel for the shutvis. That was the teretz of Rami Bachom. Rava Omar, Hoche bepoyel askino, Hoche Rav, Tama Rav poyel yochel lachzaboy afilu bachatzi yoyoy. Bekamo teloy hoda bay, kibushu say the balabay is tomi, chi hoda bay, taima chinu dechsid kalibene Yisrael avodim, loy avodim la avodim. Now, before we explain the Gemara, let us just see Rashi, then we'll try to explain the Gemara. Bepoyo shoya socher, he was hired lebalei sfine. Ushein yecholim lahatzel. Now, number one, the Alfas Yoshan makes a grais in Rashi. We're not talking about a sfine, but we're speaking about shayora shohisam aleches b'midbar, boma gais v'tofo. Svinam and the Harshmei. So he says it's a Greis and Rashi, Shoyesocha Labali Hashayor. Fine. Okay. So that we know, we're speaking about, so we're having a worker who was hired from the Bali Shayor. Why was he hired? To do whatever they need. He's Socha to them to do whatever they need. He's hired. That's his schiris. He's socher lebalei hashayor. Not for any specific, whatever they'll need, he'll do for them. Now, it's speaking about uksha'ein yecholim lahatzel. They can't be matzel. So, lechayre, he can be matzel. This poyel can be matzel. So, memele, there is a lumbus of yad poyel ki yad balabayis. That means that since we hired you and you're koni to us, so you're obligated to do for us what we want you to do. So memele, so when you're matzel, the hatzola automatically is for us. Like you're kani to do whatever we want you to do. So memele, we want you to be matzel. So fakel. So the hatzola is for us. Yad poil ki yad balabais. So it's considered again. So your koyach hatzola is we're not miyayish because we have a poyel who's mechuyiv to be matzel for us like everything else is mechuyiv to do for us. You're hired for us. So memele, so we're not miyayish and whatever you do is for us. Al saloch of yad poyel ki yad balabai. Now the Gemara says, how can you say so it's speaking about even though einam yecholim lahatzel. Even though they can't be matzel, but the Gemara says, "Kibushu se de balabayis tami kamad lehoda by kibushu se de balabayis." But Kozman, the poel wasn't chayse, so it's considered what you're capable of doing is skilu we're capable of doing. Val yad poel ki yad balabayis tami. It's like your yad is konitos. So memele Kozman, you're a poel, so. Your capabilities are konitos, so your kayach hatzola belongs to us. Whatever your matzah belongs to us. What happens im oma ni atzah la'atzmi? Not that he says, I'm a poyel, but I want to make atzolah for myself. No. That won't work. And truly, if you're a poyel, so kozman you're a poyel, there's a b'chini yad poyel ki yad balabayis, and you're coming to us, and the atzolah will be for us, not for you. But you know what? He can make himself ois poyel. That's what the Gemara wants to explain. How can you make yourself ois poyel? And for Kelta, the Mephoshim, the Teres Chaim Vachsmir explained that how could you say a concept of Yad Poel Ki Yad Bala Bai is that his koni, whatever he does belongs to them, so why could he be Chayza? If he's koni to them, so how could he be Chayza? So L'chayre, it would seem he's not koni to them. And if he's not koni to them, so why is it Lemza? So the Gemara says, the din chazore is alta posik. There's a posik, avodai heim buloy avodim lavodim, that you have the koyach to sever their kinyan. Altinim avodim lavodim lavodim. Of a pshat is of a kozman, you don't sever the kinyan. You ever did like your koni lemalach. So memela automatically, what your matzah automatically belongs to them. Just like it would think by an Eved Kanani, if an Eved Kanani would be matzel. So to be a shayla, he could say that I'm matzel for myself and should be. Yad Eved ki yad rabbi, the tzolah that you're making is for us, because you're koni to us. So in the same vein, that what yad poil, there's a concept, yad poil ki yad balabayis, kozman you're not choizel from the schiris. So you're koni to the balabos, and memela whatever you zeiche belongs to the balabatim, because you're koni to the balabatim. Aye, if there's such a concept of a kinyan, of yad koil ki yad balabayis, so why could you be choizer if there's such a kinyan? And that the Gemara answers, no, this is Xeris HaKosov. The Loshna Gemara is Merdik Meduyik. The Chiyahada by Taim Achino, there's a different reason. Not that he's not Konoi. Not that it's not Pushusai. There's a special Xeris Akosta, the Chsiv Kelib in the Yisrael Avodim, Beloy Avodim Lavodim. Not Avodim Lavodim. So Rashi says, Chodah Bey, then v'zochim efke, then it becomes efke already. The minute if it's einam yechelim lahatzel, and he became ois poyel, so now there's yish already. Then it's v'zochim efke. So some amel the omar means he's ending the schiris, and that's a schus that a socher has as this possible. Ravashi yomak sheyechelim lahatzel al yedei adchak. Goli daitai la'atzmoi, le'goli daitai le'emtza. So let's see what Rashi says. Avashi oma lo'ilam be'inish da'alme. We're not speaking about a shutef, we're not speaking about a poil. We're speaking about a strange person. Who's matzel. Uchegoin di'yecholim la'atzel a'yedei atrak. If they'll strength zechon, then they'll be able to be matzel. A'yedei atrak. They'll put in a lot of effort, they'll be able to be matzal. Omar la'atzmi. He's a strange person. He says, I'm going to go to the guys, I'm going to take it back, but I'm taking it back for myself. But he told it to them, what his intent is. Now, in Yisod, it's not Yish. So far, it's not Yish, because the Yechel Ma'atzal Yedei Atchak, with a lot of effort, they can be matzalim. Vishamu Bailin, and they heard what he said, Vishasku, and they kept quiet. Vilei Moschu Atzma, that means he's saying, I'm going to take it for myself. They could be matzah if they want. So they should have said, and Shuldik, what should you take it for yourself? We can be matzah, it's not yours, we're not miyayish, who are you to take it for yourself? They kept quiet. V'loy masro atzmon. They didn't, there was no effort whatsoever to be matzo. He tells them, I'm taking for themselves, and they don't answer him, and they're quiet. So sometimes being quiet is saying a lot. So in other words, they're saying, asru datayu. If they were Messiah das, finished. He says taking for himself, and for us it would involve a lot of difficulties and effort. So Memela, the goli, the Iyushi. So that alone, that shtika, he had to tell them what his intentions were. And they hear this and they have nothing but to answer him. So that shows that they're not interested in being matzel, so they're meyayishimari. So Mamela, Blebu, Mimsel Nafshai. They're not interested in being Mesa Nefesh themselves to be matzel. So there's a yishimari. But that is dafke if Yechaylem lahatzala yedeyatchak. That means a lot of effort is needed to be matzel. So then we assume that being quiet after he told them I'm going to take it for myself means that they're not interested in trying. Miu heichedi yechaylem lahatzala hedya. But what if they don't? It's not yedeyatchak. They can very easily. The shita says they outnumber the gaius. They're stronger than the guy is. And this person comes and says, you know, I'm gonna take it away from the guys, I'm gonna take it for myself. And they didn't answer him. They didn't answer him, didn't talk with him. Afilu shamu vishasku loikomi. He's not kind of the mistumba layush. You say you take it, who are you to take it for yourself? That means I will not translate that their shtika means we have nothing left to talk with you. Who are you to say you'll take it for yourself? We're able to be matzel, so we won't handle it. You want to take it, you can take it. You can be matzel, but we'll take you, we'll slap you to bed. There was no yush whatsoever. Hagoizel soda mechavele. Look to Mishnah Vayta. A person stole a soda mechavele. Unataluah masikim. And now, robbers came and stole it from this gazlan. Anosim, Rashi says, Dazlua mina gazlan. So the loch is like this. Imakas medina hi. So Rashi says, Dansua rata dachini dahayach. It did not only happen to this field. There were other fields were also stolen. Oymalai harei shalach lefanecha. But then he can say Arei Shalach Lefanecha. And this halacha is a very poshut halacha, because if we hold Karka Einan Igzelus, and that's how we paskin, so they never became Gazlonim to begin with. It was taken, this is not Metaltalim. By Metaltalim you become a Gazlon, you have a Shoven, and if you don't return it, you have to pay for it. That is by a Gazlon. A metalfum here Karka Einan Igzelus. Imakas medini aymelo erei shalach lefanecho. So he says, okay, but you have this other gazlonim there. You take it away from them. We're out of the picture. Imachmas hagazlon chayv lahamid lo yisoda acha. Now this halachim, imachmas hagazlon, meforish pigmorim. What is dinas v'machmas hagazlon? Zok de Gemara, Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzhak, man de toni, it seems there were two girsois in the Mishnah, v'not luha masikin. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzhak, man de toni masikin loy mishtabish, if he's geiris masikin, that's a good girse, or man de toni masikin loy mishtabish. Man de toni masikin loy mishtabish, tachsiv b'motzer u'b'motzeik. So Memela, we see when a mokim was surrounded b'motzer b'motzeik, and the motzeik is distressed, and it's that means they're being forced to do something. So matzike means there were people came and forcefully took it away. That's the Lashon Matzike, from Lashon Matzik. Man datoni Matzikin loy mishtabish, achsiv yorash atzlotzal, metargeminon yachsenine sako'o. Before we see Rashi and Tosfos, what about Kaponim, the word Matzikin is derived from the word sako'o. So there is such a word as Matzikin, which we derive from Sako. Zot Rashi, Slotzal Arbe, Gazlonu, Sha'oichel Tvuis Kolodo. And Arbe, Alok is the Gazlonim by profession. So Mamele, that's the shame. Alba is called Gazlonim. They're called Gazlonim because that's what they do. Sha'ichol tvu is kolado. So Mamele, so a Gazlon is called Slotzal. That's what Rashi says. What does Taisva say? Yachsenino sako perish bekuntes arbe. Komoi umala es hasakoi de betaines shumin arbe. It's a type of an arbe, but we call a gazlon sako because he's doing what the arbe do, the gazlonim. Bein nirel rabbeinu time, the loshen yerushe bachsonas. It says, Yachsenina, which seems as a loshen yerushe, mashme da abnei odamayri. We're speaking about people. Arbe could ruin something. They could divorce, but they're not called yerushim. Mashme da chsenosa, it's a loshen yerushe, mashme da abnei odamayri. Unetalua masikim, nami ayri, bibnei odam. So we're not talking about that the Tana called these Masikin, these rabbis, they called them locusts. It's not Mestava. V'nire sheho'oyev kori sako. The enemy is called sako, a successful enemy. Sheo'ylen u'mechasen es ha'oretz, k'dechsiv b'hine kiso esein ha'oretz, which the Sari Bolok told Bilam, Hine Kisa es Ein Haaretz, that they're so successful, they cover the Ein Haaretz. So you see an enemy, that's a lotion that's used by an enemy. Bar Shem Kach Nikrot Slotzal Shemachase Kol Haaretz Kitzel. That means there's no, like they control the Haaretz. They conquered the Oretz. It's under their control. Under their shadow. K'moi hoi Eretz tziltzal knofayim. Rabbeinu Tam. That the knofayim shed a shade, a tail on the Oretz. It's covered and controlled by Soinim. Benire di Yerusha Shaiche Shapa, Ba'oifais, V'chayis, K'may B'Reishua Kos, V'Kipoi, so the whole kasha that Rabbeinu Tam asked, how would Shaiach, Yorash, Atzlotzal, is not kefelech. Torah could use such a lotion, the Pasuk could use such a lotion, afilu by animals also. Imachmas Hagazlan Chay. Heichidomi. Ileme dansua la aradide. This is the sefer. Imach masagazlan chayv lahamed loiso da'achel. Ileme dansua la aradide. Bloy ansua kule yaratem. They only stole this karke. Homireshe shamet mino. Imakas medinehi. That means that is understood from the reshe. He says, if you learn the Reisha Elach, That's what it says in the Reish. In the Reish it says, Agoizel Sodom Echever and Telua Masikim, Imakas Medini, that means, if the Masikim took it, like they took a lot of fields that are in this area, Samamela, then he's Potter. So, but if it's not a Makas Medina, that's Muchach from the Reish. If the only reason it was taken was because of the Gazlan, because he stole this field, that's why they were able to take it. So why is then he's Chayiv, and he can't say Reish Alach of Necha. So why was it necessary for the Mishnah to speak out the second Tzad, which I could derive the second Tzad from the Diyuk of the first Bov of the Mishnah? That's the Gemara's kashya. Because of this, the Gemara is going to say a different shot. Yeah. Now, the shaila is, let's understand this, that if, so that's pshat, okay, the Gemara's going to say, Anu Akimten, the Sefer, but let's go back to the Reisha. So, what does it say in the Reisha? Was because of the, that this field was stolen, that's why they were capable of taking it away. So then, Ischayiv Lahamid Lay Sodacha. So the Shaila is, why are you Chayiv to pay? We mentioned before in the Reisha, that is Karka in an Igzela. So if Karka in an Igzela, so you're not mechuyev, there's no chiyev hashoveh, there's nothing. So what's the difference? Why the gazlonim were capable of taking it away? It's a makas medina, only because of the gazlon. Why is he mechuyev amlei soda acher? So this kasha the Rashba asks. The Rashba says, brings a Yerushalmi, that's a knas. A knas, and I saw in Aper Shmuel, he closed a shayla, either the chiv is alts gazlan, that means the knas was they gave him a din gazlan, since the whole reason it got stolen was because of you, so they gave him a din gazlan, like a gazlan and a metalpilin, and a melu, you're not making a hashover, or the knas is they gave him a din mazik. I mean, since because of you it was they were capable of taking it away, so they gave you a din masik. But it's a knas. It's a knas midarabon. That's al kaponim the halacha of not makas medina. And somehow the Gemara holds, but imachmas hagazlon is coming to tell us a new case. Shaila, what is the new case? So the Gemara says, Leitzriche da'achvei achvuye. This is speaking about another case in Gans. Forget about the Reisha. We're not speaking about a Gazlan. We're speaking about, what does Rashi say, da'achvei achvuye, shloi gozlo hu atzmoi, he didn't steal. Elo shoma mi beis ha-melech, shemavakshim ligzol sodos. He heard the beis ha-melech wants to steal sodos. Behera lehem tlu karka zu shel ploini. He wanted to be on the good side of the government, and he knows they want to steal sodas. So he went over to them, and he was an informer, and he told them, he says, you know, Yenna field is a good field, and it's worthwhile stealing it. So we'll see later, this is a muscle, this is garmi, and the Mishnah says that he's chay. Very nice. The Sefer is Miyuta. It's coming to tell us that you're Chayiv. But what's the Loshen Imachmas HaGazlan? The word Imachma is not a Gazlan. We're not talking about the Reish. I know if it was taken away because he stole it, so Memele he's Chayiv to pay. Here it's speaking about a new case. He didn't steal. Shaloi gozlu hu atzmai. Elo shoma מבייס המלך שמבקשים לגזור סודס, he told them, take that field. That's אך ויחווי, he showed them the field, he told them where to go. So, how does this lie in the lotion of the Mishnah in Machmas HaGazla? So the Tesis Rit says, Umachmas Shehilshin Umosar Sodei Chaveiroi Koirei Oisei Gazla. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. Umachmas Shehilshin Umosar Sodei Chaveiroi, that we have to say Oisei Veinik. So here's Adin Gazlin V'chayv Lamed Leisodei Acher. That is Episozoi. That means, since I had a yad in the exile, I had a yad in the exile, because I was the one that motivated them to steal this field, so he is a din of a gazlan, chayv lahamid lo yisod aracha. And perhaps this pshat will be very useful later as the sugya progresses. Now there's another pshat in the Gemara. Lishna Achine, what pshat in the Sefer? Hoche b'mayasim, askina k'goyim d'onsu, agoyim, v'omrlei achvuyei arateich, v'achvei ahu badaye. Oh, so the Teres Chaim says pshat like this. It's speaking about, it's also a case of muscle, but it's a very interesting case, that they came over to him, and they told him, we want you to show us all your kakois. We're taking it away. We're confiscating all your kakois. Right? He shows them this kaka, this kaka, this kaka. Then he's a very, very honest person. So he says, he gazled another kaka also. This is also my kaka, or my kakois. So he showed him this kaka also. So he's chay. And what's the chiddush of the Teres Chaim says, what's the chiddush of this baba? This, because we'll see later, if a person is forced to show, he's not chay. And he said, well, they told me I should show all my kakois. So that's true. You were forced to show your kakois, but who told you to say that this is your kalke when you knew it's not your kalke? So memela, that's imachmas agazla. That means the reason they took this kalke is because since you stole this kalke in your living day, you didn't want to tell them that I stole the kalke. So you say it. So he told them this is also my kalke. So memela, here you have a din of a moso, and you also chayiv. So that's the chiddush of the Sefer. Let us see Tosfos. Amireisha shamina minei, teime, the bekama mekoimis, ike ahochi shekoifel dvorb. What's the whole, the gemara, because of this kashlon's a whole new pshat in the Sefer? Maybe it's speaking out to him, makas vadine, why did the mom make a whole isek out of it? Why did you have to say we're talking about it's a gazla. So it's a makas madin, she said imlab. It's another case. That's how the Gemara was medayik. Leitzrichi da'ach v'yachvuyi, perish bekuntres, shoma mibeis ha-melech, sheyeroitzim ligzol kalke, v'helem zeh, that's the first skill, so the first shot. V'helem zeh kalke ploini, emesu kemoy shepirish, that's 100% true, da'afilu binyin zeh, mechayvin lei, that Rashi is 100% true. He wanted to be on the good side of the government. He wanted to show them how cooperative he is. The din is if he goes to them, he hears the one in Gazel, and he tells me, no, I have this very chosh v'sodas, and he told them where to get it. אף על גב שאין בורו שיתלוה, it's not sicha that they're going to take it, he just informed them. שלי אמרו תחילה הרלנו ונגזל אלא מייצמי הרלם. So the din is his chayim. Oh, hinami omer lekamon im hera meyatzmai kemoyshe nosa venosan domi. The Gemara says later, if he showed on his own accord, that just like equivalent kilo, he gave it to them. So Mela Rashi is right. V'yesh sforim de garsi hoche. It seems not to show what the girsa is. We have it at the Nikadamri. V'yesh sforim de garsi hoche. Ken shesua goyim v'ach v'yare. Someone to show his karke. Vachbinami hobadayu. He showed them his karke. He showed them this karke also, which is a stolen karke. Ve'ein lahakshois lefigir sezu vidoma lekamon nenas potter. He was forced to show someone else's karke. He's potter to pay. The hosamansu laharis karke oisov shall play me. That's true. If he's forced to show Yenim's karke, and he showed it his potter. Avolocha donsu lahari shaloi chayet. They told him, show us your karkois. Shloi hoyu le lahari soisei shegoza. Why do you have to show this karke sheine shaloi? He wasn't forced to show this karke. He feels uncomfortable about that. That is not matter him to show Yenim's karke. Loi tzriche da'ach ve'achvuyei. וחייב משום דין דגמי. נשחייב משום דין דגמי כדמש מלכמה בשמייתן. תקום עזיר לגבי רב שמן בלויוקים ורב אלוזר בן פדוס תדוין דין דגמי וחייבו הוא ממס ניס. ומחמס הגזון חייב להמד לא יסוד האחר. So that למעשה פשט למשנס is a muscle. The Gemara was only able to prove Rameir is doing din the gemi from a baraisa, from mechitzas akeren shenifrat, and then he's chayv l'shalem. Lo yishemin in the osak Rameir ala mikoyechehi mishu the mesachech. So the only mikoyer that Rameir is doing din the gemi was a hechoche from a baraisa that says you're chayiv, and we prove that this baraisa is going according to Rameya from the Hilchas Kloim Shaboy, from a Mishnah. A mailei maisi osam asnisen dohoche, the machabinim bedini de gami. Our Mishnah says that you're chayiv bedini de gami. Vayim arid alay nechel el asuyim im asnisen, dohoche, leitoni bo behedye, daachmi. Our Mishnah, he b'chal didn't want to bring, because our Mishnah doesn't say anything. But here b'chal, the pshat, the Mishnah b'chal does not say that we're speaking about a case of Gami. So that's why the Gemara held it better to bring a baraisa that's speaking clearly of a case that is a chi of Tashlumim, and we figured out that this baraisa is going according to Rameya. Zog de Gemara weiter. Ahu gavre Ahu gavre Ba'achvei akar yedechite de meireish geluse. There was a person who was a mosso on the akri of chitim of the reish geluse. Hosa lekami de Rav Nachman Chai v'Rav Nachman l'shlume. Rav Nachman was machayev him to pay. Yosef, Rav Yosef, achayrei de Rav Huna b'achiyye. V'yosef, Rav Huna b'achiyye, kamei de Rav Nachman. So there was a psazay, Rav Huna b'achiyye was sitting right in front of Rav Nachman. Rav Yosef was behind Rav Huna b'achiyye. Oma lei Ravuna Bachie le Rav Nachman Dina Oiknose. That what you told them to pay, is this a din or a knas? Oma lei Asnisini, the Mishnah. This nan imachmas agazon chayv lahamid loi sode acher vukim no dach veyachvuye. That the Mishnah says that a mosor is chayv to pay. It's very interesting. He asked him, is it a din or a knas? And he told him it's a Mishnah. L'chayre, he avoided to answer the shayla. Let's go further. Omar le Rav Yosef le Avuna Barchiye, my nafke loch minei. So after Rav Nachman, Bosel de Nofak, after Rav Nachman left, so memele, so he asked him, a shayla, so what's nafke mina? If it's a din, if it's a knas, what's? So he answered, idine iknose, omaloi, idine gamrine mine. If it's a din, so we can learn out similar cases. So he answered him as follows, idine gamrine mine, iknose loi gamrine mine. So, before we see Rashi, which is a very difficult Rashi, but let us just learn the Gemara without Rashi, that he wanted to know such a thing. He was Machayev Amoso. Now Amoso is a type of Garmi. It's classified under Garmi. It's all over the government takes it. It falls into the category of Garmi. Now, if it's a Knas, so the Knas was by Garmi, finished. There's 20 other cases of Garmi. Seirev Shtarois of Shalchaveiroi. There's other cases of Garmi. If it's a knas, leyofine knasa miknasa. It's not mikaradin, it's a knas. They cancelled muscle. So memele, you can't know other things. By knasas, you can't build from a knas. A knas is not a chiev midine, it's a knas. So they cancelled muscle. So that's all you know. So you can't build from this that seirim shtoresim shachaveire is gayet. But if it's a din, so the din is, it's that whatever falls into the category, this is a case of Gami. We have to know the formula when it's called Gami. But if this is a din, so all cases of Gami will have this halacha, because that's the din is, that Gami is chay. So that's what he told them. I wanted to know, Amalai, idina gamrina minei, iknasa loy gamrina minei. That's what I wanted to know. Looked at Ramban. So what did he answer him? So he asked him a very good shayla. He asked him, this din of Gami, this din of Moso, is it a din or a knas? So he told them, it's a Mishnah. So he didn't answer the question. So the Ramban, in Kuntres HaGami, brings down two Mahalchim, what's pshat in the Teretz. Edi told them, I don't know. I don't know pshat in the Mishnah. You ask me why I pask in this din? It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Moser is chay. That's all I can tell you. I can tell you the if it's a din or if it's a knas, I know from a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. That's all I can tell you. There's another Mahalach that Ramban says, the Mishnah by Sois is a din, because the Mishnah says we had a problem to understand the word agazlan. He's a gazlan? If it's a knas, don't call him a gazlan. It's a knas means we punish him. He's not, don't call him a gazlan. If the din is that being misaved, that they should steal the fields, you're chayef for this. That means I brought about this gzela. Yeah, it came through, you told the government, that the government took it, but that midin, that's cool, that you were misaviv the gzela, so you're a gazlan. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. In Choshem Mish, but you have a din gazlan by being misaviv this gzela. So this is, so he told them, that's what he told them the Mishnah. He told them, I paskin from the Mishnah. I paskin from the Mishnah, so the,
So the Mishnah, you see that that the Takadin. Let us see Rashi. No, see Rashi is very short. Idinohu shemoso yishale. If the din is that a moso yishale, kamrine mahay maise the Rav Nachman l'shar gamid in ezok in dalma. This is very good. If it's a din. V'knosohu de konsei Rav Nachman mishim derogel hoya bekach loy gamrine minei. Now Rashi says not the shaila was the etzem if the din moser is a knas. No, this maisa was a personal psak of Rav Nachman, and this person he was a rogel bekach. So fashteitzer, if it was a personal knas of rogel bekach fashteitzer, you can't learn out another case. This is a special case. Because this person did this 20 times already, so Rav Nachman consented. And we're going to have a whole sugya later if Yalfin and Knossa miknossa. How do you, maybe you do learn out of Knossa, another Knossa, Moses, I'll bring you right, you don't learn out of Knossa. So Bishlam, if you learn like the Ramban, that the Shaila was the Etzem Din of Moser, is it a Knossa or a Din? So Mamele, then we'll have a sugya, the Yalfin and Knossa miknossa, lay Yalfin and Knossa miknossa. But if we will say that the way Rashi says, so that's Icha Poshet, if this was a special case of on a person who was Rogel Lasses Kain, so Vashetzich, he can't learn out all Kain, Lishar Garmi, the Nizok and the Almas, that's Icha, you can't learn out. So the Sugi later will be very schwer according to Rashi.